This is Advice for Life with Al Laws, CEO of Wynn Family Services, here in Baltimore, Maryland. Here on Advice for Life, we're discovering exciting ways to make our relationships better. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back to get into today's program.
Have you been called to help one of the thousands of youth with no home desperately needing love? Please consider becoming a foster parent with Wynn Family Services. Wynn is a faith-based foster care agency seeking individuals and families willing to open their homes and hearts to a foster youth. Wynn foster parents earn $1,500 to $2,500 a month, tax-free. To learn more, call 410-578-8004. That's 410-578-8004. Have you been called to make a difference in your community? Wynn is also hiring compassionate male counselors to minister to youth. Wynn offers a flexible schedule and ability to earn up to $30 an hour. To learn more about job opportunities, please visit WynnFamilyServices.org.
Welcome to Advice for Life with Al Laws, CEO of Wynn Family Services here in Baltimore, Maryland. Al Laws has over 25 years of experience in the mental health field, advocating and pioneering for individuals, families, and communities with family strengthening, and now wants to share holistic insight for making relationships better. Now, here is Al Laws.
God bless you. Thanks for joining us for Advice for Life, where we are committed to improving your relationships. Advice for your life. Love life and cherish advice. I also say find good and good will find you. Greetings, this is Al Law, CEO of Wynn Family Services, and your host for Advice for Life, and my co-host, Greg Harris.
Thanks, Al, and welcome everyone to another edition of our program. I want to share with you our website, www.advice4life.us. Click on the podcast tab and you have access to our entire array of shows here on Advice for Life. And also want to extend an invitation for you to join us in our Facebook Live community. Get on to Facebook, select Al Laws Jr., allow yourself to be notified of the broadcast, and be blessed. Every Tuesday evening at 8:30, you can see Al and Aisha that are going to share with you about how to have healthy relationships. Also want to share with you that you can catch Advice for Life two times a week, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and every Tuesday evening at midnight. Enjoy Advice for Life. But right now, we're going to get right in as Al and Aisha talk about relationships.
This is Al Laws with Advice for Life and my beautiful, lovely wife, Aisha.
Hello.
Here we go again. And as you know, as our format is that you guys join us every week and you become part of our family, our community that talks and speaks about the issues related to relationship. And then me and my wife take the opportunity to talk and chop it up and give you what I hope is helpful to you, helpful in your relationships. Look, we do this because we believe that if people really apply themselves and really take these principles that we're given to heart, that it'll make your relationships better. I mean, that's our belief. And so we labor to do that, to give you this. Just remember, I always want you to remember that you can always, always get to us through our website, which is www.advice4life.us. And you can always get us there. You also can reach us on our YouTube. go on YouTube and follow me, Al Laws Jr. And of course, you can be notified when I come on. So, of course, we'll post on Facebook our what we're doing, but we really would like you to follow us over to YouTube and be able to support us in that way. So we're gonna see how it feels. We're gonna do some new formats. That's when we're gonna really hit heavy our couples coming together. And of course, I'm looking at doing a series on finances. So again, you can always know what's going on. Follow me on YouTube at Al Laws Jr. Follow me on Facebook at Al Laws Jr. So we're going to, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about love languages.
Yes.
And those love languages, that whole series was powerful. If you haven't heard it, you need to go back and listen. You'll get so much from that love language. Like, that is great. And so in our pursuit of looking at love languages, we were really trying to give you some insight, and we gave you the website so you could go and develop your love language for yourself and your significant others, your children. And it is tremendous. It will help you in a tremendous way be able to really understand and lock into how people want to be loved and how mm-hmm. you can extend to them in a way that really connects to what is meaningful to them as it relates to receiving love. And we talk a lot about giving and receiving love. So we did several shows on love languages, and we may come back to love languages. But since I had a guest and I had something on my heart, I just wanted to kind of, you know, look at that. And so we were talking, and I really want to talk about feelings today. And basically, as you know, those who have followed us and if you listen to the program, I'm teaching you always about awareness. Mm-hmm. And we call it the awareness wheel, because you have an opportunity to understand how you move through your processes and how you move through communication through the awareness wheel. So in that, we talk about and which we don't mention, I haven't given you a lot on that because it's a little bit deeper, but my wife is probably going to hit on it today. But, you know, the first thing is intuition. So intuition is a part of the awareness mm-hmm. wheel. And then you go into intentions. And so you're really looking at what a person's intention is, or what your intention is. Intentions really meaning, what are you really trying to do for yourself, or what are you really trying to say? And then we talk about feelings, which we're going to talk about, thoughts, and then we go into your actual actions or behaviors, what you actually produce and do from that. One of the things I think is important as you look at awareness and the awareness wheel is that you can always find yourself at different places, and you may go back and forth in the awareness wheel, but you also can find others in that awareness wheel. And what's so powerful about that tool is that when you master it, you are always aware of your own process as you're going through an experience, or when you're trying to communicate. And you can also be aware of the people that you're communicating with and the people that you're around. So it allows you to see where they are. Right. Now, the important thing, as I'm talking about feelings, and I'm not going to go into all of them today, you can go back and either listen to the previous shows about that. And of course, we always are going to come back and repeat this at another time. But I want to focus on feelings. And when I talk about feelings, I also relate feelings to our thoughts. Because what happens is that people always confuse thoughts and feelings.
Right.
There's always this thing. You can hear how people talk when they say they're talking about something. They keep talking and they say, you know how I feel, or I feel that.
I feel that.
So whenever you're saying you feel like, or you feel that, you're really, that's really your thoughts. And usually what happens is that you'll know, because you'll begin to run on, I feel like, and you'll run on with all this information and trying to get somebody to understand what you're calling, quote unquote, your feeling. And so I think it's very important for you to understand how to separate and divide thoughts and feelings, because when you don't, you really don't get to the your intention, which is to let somebody know how you feel. Now, I'm talking about this because really my subject is going to be about how we get caught in our feelings. So you have to understand kind of this baseline to really talk about why we get caught in our feelings and how not to get caught in our feelings. So, again, if you say I feel that, or I feel like, and you have a whole lot of information behind it, you are going into your thoughts. If you're talking about feelings are, you best tap into your feelings. I always tell people, you use one word, Because if you use one word, your mind, your body, your soul, everything about you will begin to pull up what's really inside you, and you will say it, and it will be so clear and succinct. You won't have to put a lot of words and explanation around it. So if you say to someone, I feel guilty, that says so much. Rather than, well, I really didn't mean to do it. I feel bad that, you know, and you go on about talking about all these things. Now, feeling bad, that's good. You said one word, I feel bad. But when you say I feel guilty, that's more clear than I feel bad. Because bad could mean a lot of things. But when you say I feel guilty, that communicates volumes to someone. So it's so important for you to, when you get to feelings, to say one word, and that will link you into your feelings. Some people say, well, can't you say two words? Well, you can say two words, but usually what's going to happen is that you're going to go back to your thoughts because you got too many words on your mind. So if you want to perfect and be and master saying your feelings, tell the person, I feel misunderstood. I feel embarrassed. I feel used. Those statements make more powerful insights to the people that you're communicating with than all the words. So I want, of course, I want my baby to weigh in to that.
Oh, well, I was going to share that awareness is so important. And I think when what I want to share is that when we were going through the love languages,
right,
it was just a way to become even more self-aware as well.
Sure.
Because I would never have been able to articulate to you that my love language was touch and quality time. I know what I like. I wouldn't have identified right. it as a love language. You know, like right. that's the only way that I feel loved.
Right.
So
The primary way.
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
It was a self-awareness exercise.
Yes.
Not only was it an exercise to help me understand my loved one, but also a self-awareness exercise. And I think when you're talking about giving that one word for feeling,
right.
even as you speak it, you are revealing it to yourself. It is also a revelation to you. So yes. sometimes that emotion will come forward. The actual feeling that you speak as you speak it pronounces itself and makes you more self-aware.
I love that you are, by speaking that clarity of your feeling, you are making it more clear to yourself. And it's amazing when you get clear to yourself, because a lot of times when people are trying to give a lot of thoughts about their feelings, they're trying to get clear themselves. You notice the person's talking and talking and talking, and they are still trying to find what it is that they really are. And then they tell the person, you feel me? You know what you understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And the person's like saying, I hear you talking, but I don't really know, because you don't really know.
A lot of times when someone continuously talks, it's out of pain.
Right.
They don't want further injury to come. So they keep talking so that they can't hear anything else injurious coming toward them. That's why they do that. So when you right. make a person slow down and pick one word,
yes,
they have to literally find it in their spirit, yeah. in their heart, in their yeah. soul. They're yeah. looking for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they do that, it's a revelation
to
them.
It's a revelation. I like what you said about that people will continue to share and talk because there's some pain. Because they don't want to experience any more pain
right.
connected to the communication process. So they just bogart and they take over the conversation. And
take control.
And take control because they're not clear about their own feelings. They're not clear about why they are where they are. And they certainly don't want you to give them anything else that would cause them pain. So,
exactly.
So that's a very powerful thing. Now, I'm connecting that because if a person feels pain, and I'm talking about feelings in general, so I'm just going to use pain as an example. But when a person is in their feelings, or they feel something, or something happens that gives them deep feelings, feelings are very interesting because they're a very powerful indicator to make you aware, but they also can easily be distorted. And we talk about in our family strengthening model and here in Advice for Life.
We're going to take a break and we're going to do more of this
on the way to church.
Hold on, everybody, because we're going to be right back.
Have you been called to help one of the thousands of youth with no home desperately needing love? Please consider becoming a foster parent with WIN Family Services. WIN is a faith-based foster care agency seeking individuals and families willing to open their homes and hearts to a foster youth. WIN foster parents earn $1,500 to $2,500 a month, tax-free. To learn more, call 410-578-8004. That's 410-578-8004. Have you been called to make a difference in your community? WIN is also hiring compassionate male counselors to minister to youth. WIN offers a flexible schedule and ability to earn up to $30 an hour. To learn more about job opportunities, please visit winfamilieservices.org.
And we are back, and we hope and pray that you are blessed by what you've heard thus far in the program. As always, I want to share with you our website, www.advice4life.us. Click on the podcast tab there and see our library of shows that you can listen to developed here on Advice for Life. And always want to give the invite to join us in our Facebook Live community every Tuesday evening at 8:30. You can select Al Laws Jr. on Facebook, allow yourself to be notified of the broadcast, and be blessed. Gives you the opportunity to share comments and just get the vibe with others and be encouraged as we just share and hear Aisha and Al talk about relationships. And we also want to let you know that you can catch Advice for Life 2 times a week. You can catch it every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and every Tuesday evening at midnight. And we also want to share with you and encourage you to utilize your mobile devices by downloading the iHeartRadio app. And then you can catch us every Sunday morning at 9 or Tuesday evening at midnight. But right now we're going to continue as Al and Aisha talk about relationships.
When a person is in their feelings or they feel something or something happens that gives them deep feelings, feelings are very interesting because they're a very powerful indicator to make you aware, but they also can easily be distorted. And we talk about in our family strengthening model and here in Advice for Life, we talk about the fact that we are trying to clear our distortions because sometimes our love is distorted through what we experience. Mm-hmm. Or a person trying to give us love, their love that they're trying to give us is distorted through their own thoughts and feelings, mm-hmm. the things that are unresolved in them. So the powerful thing about feelings is that it helps you become more in tune with where you are. But what happens is that we have not understood feelings properly, and we have given too much credence on feelings. Because what I want to say is that feelings, while very powerful and very important in our lives, because I always tell people, you have to learn how to get to your feeling level. If you don't learn how to get to your feeling level, you will walk around with distortion in your life, and you will manifest that distortion, because what happens with feelings is that they stay and linger for a long time when you have not become aware of your own self and your own process. So now you're carrying around, and feelings have a lot of weight to them. You know, thoughts can flee, and even though you might think something, you can more easily allow a thought to kind of flee past you than feelings. Feelings almost sit, they have a heavy weight that they can sit inside of us. And when they're unresolved or there's not clear understanding of that feeling and how we got to that feeling and the process that we are experiencing in our awareness, that feeling can cause us to have distorted behavior, distorted thinking, which leads to distorted behavior. And that feeling can actually put us in a place where we are distorted,
But because the feeling's so strong in us, we believe we're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Like we believe everybody else around us is distorted because my feeling, I feel this. I know what I, you know, people say, I know what I feel. Okay, do you? First of all, do you know what you feel? Have you been able to label what your feeling is? And if you have labeled it, have you really understood what that feeling, how you got to that feeling and what that feeling is doing as you go towards your thinking process and your behavior?
I think that what you're describing is the struggle that we have, we see, mm-hmm. we share in the midst of the human race is that that balance between allowing ourselves to have our feelings, experience our feelings, but also be able to govern ourselves.
Right, right.
Because we allow our feelings to take control as if they have more precedent than the logical parts of us.
Right.
Then they have more precedent than the moral part of us.
Right.
But they don't.
They don't.
They don't. They're louder.
They're louder.
They make more noise.
They're very loud.
They make more noise, but they right. should not be taking us past the place where we govern ourselves.
Right.
And when we struggle with that, the ability to govern ourselves in the midst, then we are stricken with our feelings.
Right.
Oh. We're stricken.
I'm sorry. Struggle with that. I said it twice.
Uh-huh. So we're stricken.
Right.
That's not a good thing.
Right. Not a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think that, I like what you said because I was thinking the same thought that feelings are very loud. Not always loud, but when they're loud, they're loud and they go very deep inside of us. So we can justify behaviors and distorted thinking because of how loud and how deep our feelings, like most thoughts, some thoughts can kind of throw you off. Like, you know, if you see a scary movie that something scares you and you have a thought about it, or let's say that, you think that maybe something's going to happen to, you have thoughts about what might happen to somebody in your family. So that creates, you know, that can have a very powerful, but usually when you have thoughts around that, let's say you saw a scary movie, then you feel scared. So it your thoughts have to latch on to your feelings in order for you to really get that jolt about it. You know, so you think something, you have a feeling of anxiety, right? If you if somebody does something to you that is perceived by you that is hurtful, then you have you have pain inside your heart. So you feel some type of pain, or you feel disappointed, or you feel portrayed. So all those things occur and happen. And usually your feelings are like that trigger. They trigger you to action almost. It's like most people will respond if you cause them to feel a certain way. And I like this because Maya Angelou, bless her heart, said something very powerful. She says, people don't remember you so much for what you did or for what you said, but how you make them feel. And I thought that was very profound for her to say that, because I really believe that. I really believe that when you touch people at the feeling level, it affects them in a greater way. And so that's why when we are in our feelings, when we experience feelings. Now, let me say this first of all, your feelings are your feelings. So your feelings are not wrong. Your feelings are right because they're your feelings. But your feelings are not always accurate, and your feelings are not always realistically based on the real, all the data and all the experience that's around you. They're personal to you, and you might have a feeling because somebody did something, but it was because somebody else did something. So you have that feeling towards that person, not really because of what they did, it's because of what somebody else did to you before. You can have a feeling about something just because, you know, I always tell people, was it because of what the person did or what they said or how they said it? Mm-hmm. Because a person can tell you the truth. And so you should be at a place where you could say, yeah, that's the truth. I know it's the truth. God spoke that to me this week, and I know you're telling the truth. But guess what? If that person doesn't say it the way you want it to be said, and you get feelings about how they said it, you will discount the very truth that was given to you just because your feelings, you have a feeling about how they said it. So I feel disrespected. But okay, I get that. That's your feeling. But is that higher than the truth that the person gave you? Maybe that truth was really there. God sent that person to save your life. And maybe he didn't want you to deal with respect. He wasn't concerned about the respect in that moment. He wanted you to get the message that he was given to you because he knew that that was going to save your life.
Well, it might have been, that he didn't mean for you to feel disrespected, but there's a human vessel.
Right.
So you still have to extract the precious from the worthless.
Right.
You still have to be able to hear no matter what.
Right.
And I think it's real important that we sift through those things to find the treasures so that we can govern ourselves accordingly.
Right, right.
You know, just because it's not pleasant doesn't mean it's not worthy of processing.
Exactly. I mean, that's my point is that our feelings will take us into a mode and people will have actions and they will justify it to the nth degree because of how something made them feel.
Exactly. We've all seen this in movies, and maybe some of us have had personal experience on that.
Right.
Where a person feels hurt or they feel angry. Most of the time that's because they're hurt.
Right.
And they respond vehemently and violently. And then the next day they're like, "Oh, you made me so mad."
Right. You made me.
You want some breakfast?
Right. Right. Because
it's fleeting.
Right.
It was here. Now it was so, you were so enraptured with it because it was so loud. And then you remembered there was a greater feeling.
That's
that
right.
was love.
That's right.
There was one greater.
Yeah. Love is greater. Now this is interesting because what you said in your example, so let's suppose there was socks on the floor or somebody left dishes in the sink or you didn't get your dinner like you like, right? So when you really think about it, let's say you got angry. Now your anger, your feeling of anger is based on your thoughts about wanting something for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you get angry about that thing, maybe based on past conversations. Maybe we just talked last week about the fact that please don't leave socks on the floor. Or, you said, I work hard. We agreed that you would cook and, I like to have dinner when I come home, or at least give me a biscuit and I'll make my own dinner. So my point is that you have in your mind, based on your expectation, and so you get that. And so now we're talking about a sock being on the floor, dishes in the sink, a dinner not being in front of you. In the scheme of an entire relationship and all that's involved in a relationship, in the scheme of love, as my wife pointed out, in the scheme of love and all the things that you know about love, in the whole scheme of what you know is important in a relationship, most people are not going to be saying, "Well, what I want in a relationship is to make sure that somebody brings my dinner."
He would be surprised.
No, that's something that they might want. But if you really ask somebody, that's not going to be, if you say, "What do you believe a good relationship is about?" That's all we have for today. Thanks for joining me with Advice for Life. Each week, we will share advice on how to utilize family strengthening skills to help you to have better relationships in every area of your life. Your life, your love, and your relationships will get better and brighter. Have a beautiful day, and God bless you.
This has been Advice for Life with Al Laws, CEO of Wynn Family Services. Call in and share your story that you would like for us to share on the air. Call 410-578-8004. Follow us on Facebook at Advice4Life. Check us out online at www.adviceforlife.us. Click on the podcast tab and select from our library of shows that we've done here on Advice for Life. And listen to us every Sunday morning here on Heaven 600 at 9 a.m. Thank you and have a blessed day.